From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Kyle Norris. A bill that would have abolished Missouri's death penalty has unofficially become the first bill to die during the 2016 legislative session. Marshall Griffin has the details.
The bill's sponsor, Republican Paul Wieland of Jefferson County, says he knows there aren't enough votes in the Senate to abolish the death penalty, but calls Monday's debate on the floor a victory in itself.
I was glad to see a lot of senators kind of talking about what they felt about the bill. As I said on the floor, everyone has a different conscience. My thing is just ask yourself the question, you know, is the way we're implementing it here in the state of Missouri good public policy?
Wieland had the bill laid aside nearly halfway into the debate. There are also two bills in the Missouri House that would abolish the death penalty, each sponsored by a Democrat and a Republican. Neither bill has been scheduled for a hearing, though. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A drug that treats heroin overdoses could become easier to acquire in Missouri under legislation in the House. The House gave initial approval yesterday to a bill that allows pharmacists to sell naloxone, a drug that temporarily counteracts the effects of opiates. The drug currently requires a prescription. Bill sponsor Representative Steve Lynch said a drug user's friends and family should be able to carry the medicine, because they have the best likelihood of treating an overdose before it becomes fatal. Representative Keith Frederick said he worried expanding access to this medicine could give people the wrong impression that opiates are safe. Another House vote is needed to send the bill to the Senate. Legislation requiring a private company to scrutinize Missouri's welfare rolls has won initial approval in the House. Under the bill endorsed yesterday, the state would hire a company to check people's eligibility for programs such as food stamps. The company would flag cases for state employees to investigate. Bill sponsor Representative Marsha Hafner said the proposal could save more than $20 million over the next 3 years by eliminating waste and fraud. Some Democrats voiced support for the bill, though others said the legislature should instead make the funding available for state employees to do the work. Another House vote is needed to send the bill to the Senate. A similar bill has already passed out of a Senate committee. The Missouri Supreme Court says a recent amendment to the state constitution doesn't mean some felons now can carry guns. The ruling by the Supreme Court yesterday applies to a 2014 amendment making the right to bear arms unalienable. The amendment specified that lawmakers can limit the rights of violent felons. That led to confusion about what the change means for felons convicted of nonviolent crimes. The Supreme Court ruling clarifies that Missouri's current ban on felons possessing firearms is constitutional. The High Court has previously upheld the ban in other felon gun cases based on a version of the Missouri Constitution that existed before the 2014 amendment. I'm Kyle Norris, KBIA News, Columbia.